We then move on to Newlyn to talk to Ray Finch, MEP. He's the UKIP fisheries spokesman. And he was telling us about the background to the common fisheries policy and its impact on Britain. Oh, by the way, I really should apologise for a bit of wind noise that occurs in places. But this was recorded on the open breakwater around Newlyn Harbour, where Ray had been talking to some of the local fishermen.
Right, I'm here in Newlyn. I've bumped into Ray Finch, who is UKIP's fisheries spokesman. I know it's all kicking off here in Newlyn. We've got lots of events going on. You've got things going on. The big meeting tonight over in Newquay.
Indeed, right? Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. But I just thought I'd take the opportunity and ask you, what's UKIP's fisheries policy? Because you're the fisheries spokesman, do you want to achieve?
Essentially, it's very simple. The common fisheries policy was meant as a resource grab. It was the original meeting was brought in 6 hours before our accession to us.
6 hours?
6 hours.
Wow.
How peculiar. Yeah. And it was brought in, obviously, by the French, as most things are these days. So ours is essentially, the UN law of the sea says we can have a 200-mile exclusive economic zone. That's what we want. Once we have that, then all of those really rich British waters can come back to us. And it's not just about the fishermen themselves, and it's not just about the boats, it's what's on land. You see, all around, even Newlyn, which is absolutely stunning, you know, it's dying. It's dying because there's no business. There's no fish for them to catch. The EU decides who catches it, when, and what. So once we have that decision, we can make what's best for our country and for the inland, because for every man that goes out to sea, there's 10 jobs that are supported on land. So if we can get our fisheries industry back again, and we can control it, so that we don't have the situation now with bass, where French and Belgian pear trawling has wiped out 80% of the biomass. Once we have a sustainably working, then our fishermen can earn a decent living, and our ports and our harbours can run again. And if, in the meantime, we have to sell some licences to any other national boats, every penny that comes from those licences will go back onshore to make sure that the facilities here for the training for apprentices, all of that money will go straight back. It won't go into the treasury to waste on foreign aid or any of that old rubbish.
Okay, because I understand that the Spanish fishing industry is also supported by a lot of subsidies, not just to the boats but to their onshore facilities.
Yes.
Which is effectively undercutting our fishermen, because the Spanish boats can get out there a lot cheaper and spend more time.
They get more subsidies. You know, they get more subsidies than the House of Commons bars. Yeah, it's staggering. But it comes back to a historic decision by General Franco. Mm-hmm. He made the Spanish fishing industry the third biggest in the world. It's huge. It's absolutely massive. And it's not just destroying our fisheries. What it's also doing, in the third world, it's causing death and destruction. Because what happens is the EU walks up, hands a big bag of European taxpayers' money to various dictators and corrupt governments, and says, right, we'll have your fish, thank you. So the Spanish, mostly the Spanish, also Portuguese and others, come in, they make the sea into a desert, and the subsistence fishermen in those countries, they have nowhere to live. They have nothing to do, because 60% of the protein in African countries, in the coastal African countries, comes from fish. Yeah. So they're starving. So they then have to turn to either drug smuggling, people smuggling, piracy. Yeah. So they have a choice. Be criminals or die, and it's purely because of European Union fisheries policy.
I must admit, it's corrupt. I had no idea that was going on. I knew about the damage being done to the British fisheries and the British marine environment. No idea what that was going on in third world countries.
I call it neo-colonialism. That's what it is. They're just buying off the ruling classes of those countries to help them rape the resources. And some of the African countries now, the seas are like deserts.
Now, I understand you're going on a tour up to Scotland.
I am indeed,
Where are you going to be visiting?
Oh, everywhere. Aberdeen. I'm starting off at Glasgow, funnily enough, which should be fun. But Aberdeen, we're going up to the Shetland Isles. I'm going to try to get as many ports as possible. Myself and David Coburn, who's our Scottish MEP, we're going to go round, because the fact is, my job as an MEP isn't to tell them what to do. Mm-hmm. It's to go round, and I'm going round as much of the country as possible to listen to them. And I'm just off to the pub now with Dave Hicks and a few of the other fishermen. and we're going to have a chat for the afternoon. Then I'm going to see the head of the local fisheries here for a couple of hours, and then we're going to have a nice big meet. But that's what it's all about. It's about listening. It's not about telling. We know what needs doing. We know what needs doing specifically. Get our waters back. But every local fishery has its own problems. And what I have to do is understand as much of it as possible. And that's the secret.
Great. Well, if you're heading to the pub, I'm not going to hold you up. Thanks very much for sparing the time. Have a good day. All right.